service tonight is something of a special Thanksgiving service, because this week we are closing our 38th season here at Pilgrim Camp. But before we were at Pilgrim Camp, we had six seasons over at Lake George. And those were very, very blessed seasons indeed. And God blessed us very greatly there. Our circumstances were the primitive of the primitive, but oh, what a happy, happy time we had. And at an occasion like this, it always is especially happy to me when one of the other pioneers can join us, and he's here tonight, Brother Ernie Bieber. And he attends the Pelham Bay Pentecostal Church, and that was the first church of which my wife and I were pastors. I was there before I was married, or we were married, and then afterwards, why, she and I ministered together there. And we're so happy that the pastor of the Pelham Bay Pentecostal Church and his wife can be with us tonight, our brother and sister Snooks, and we want to hear from these dear ones. But especially I want to hear a word from Mr. Bieber, first of all. You knew you were going to be called on. And so anyway, let's hear a word of testimony from you. His wife is also here. She was my first secretary, and then she was a secretary for the entire season here at camp 1 year. And so we've had precious fellowship with these Pelham Bay people. You know, there's something about a group that you were first with that, well, they have sort of a, you can't help but have a sort of a little special place in your heart for them. Praise the Lord. Let's hear from you, Ernie. And your wife is not slow of speech either, at all. And she can say a word too. All right. Come, Ernie. Yeah, you better come out so people can hear you. You have a way of sort of not talking too loud. All right, come. Thank you.
I've learned to listen to Brother Gardner over the years. It's always been nice to come back and see how the Lord has led and how His hand has been upon the work. When I was up earlier in the summer during the girls' session there, song down at the morning service was "Dare to Be a Daniel, Dare to Stand Alone." I think that was one of the first songs we sang up in the old Trail's End over in Lake George. We were just a group of boys, mixed ages. But the Lord really came to us at that place, and I think He established a work in my heart that has kept me through all these years. And I'm so thankful for every opportunity to come and to be refreshed of the Lord, to receive from Him, and also to see the faithfulness of the Lord to the gardeners and also to the work at camp here. You know, when the Lord starts something and the Lord is in it, it'll prosper. And I'm so glad that the Lord has been in this work and is in this work and will continue to be in this work.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Great is Thy faithfulness.
There's a place like a camp meeting. I did not have the privilege of coming to Pilgrim Camp. Pilgrim Camp wasn't in existence when I was a teenager, but I did go to a camp that was very, very primitive. But I'm so glad that the Lord comes to camp meetings.
Amen.
And it was there, I was just entering high school, and it was there that I kind of had not dare to stand alone. And so I said, Lord, as I left home, I said, going to camp, Lord, I need something that will keep me. And I had heard something about the power of the Holy Spirit, but I didn't know too much about it. But you know, the Lord took me at my word, and he filled me with the Holy Spirit. And it isn't anything that I have done. I know that in myself I would fall, but I knew that the Lord had done something for me. And I was thinking a little bit about the verse that says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. And you know, when we think of fear, we think of the kind of fear, you know, a boogeyman fear. But you know, we have fears in our life. We have fears of our jobs. We have fears in school. We have fears even in the church. Well, maybe it's not working out. Maybe you have fears of camp. What will this season be? But I'm so glad that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love,
yes, Lord,
power, and a sound mind. And I'm so glad for the love of God that he sheds abroad in our heart, and for the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to stand true. And I'm so glad tonight that we have this privilege of sitting in his presence and enjoying this time of refreshing. And I know that we can't go back to the city in the same way or wherever we come from, because we've been in the presence of the King.
Amen. I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face. Blessed fellowship with Brother and Sister Snooks, and glad they could be with us again tonight. Hallelujah. Now let's hear from you.
Praise the Lord.
Come right over here and turn around.
Praise the Lord. I just told my wife to go first. Praise the Lord. God's so good. And you know, it doesn't matter where you are. He's there with you.
Amen.
When you ask him to come into your life, he's there with you. And there's just a thought that has been going through my mind, and maybe it's because it's just been so fresh. We've been studying Psalms 1. And the theme of that psalm is practicing the presence of the Lord. And you know, wherever we go, we don't have to be afraid, because the love of God is there. And his peace is there. And you know, he just restores us and he keeps us. And he helps us along the way. And I'm just so grateful that wherever we go, and we were studying in Genesis a little bit, we touched on there how he spoke to Abraham, and he said, Abraham, walk before me, and be thou perfect.
Amen.
And then he continued on, and he gave him a covenant. And he spoke of that covenant, and covenant means because it goes between the flesh. And the word of God is so explicit there that it was something that was very precious. And he says, Abraham, you'll be a father of many nations. And there he was called to be the father, the children of Israel, bringing God and leading people to know the true and living God. And because of that covenant that was made, we can find the grace of God, and we can walk before our great and living God.
Amen.
And we can be perfect because of Jesus Christ. Amen. The covenant was made before the law was given. And we can really hold on to the Lord and not be afraid, but go forth and really recognize that we need to practice the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Walk before Him. I gave a piece of string, put around it. I says, tie it around. I says, we put a string around our finger to remember. And I says, when people see that string, they're going to say, why do you have a string on? What do you have to remember? And I said, the presence of the Lord. And we need to remember the presence of the Lord wherever we go. To know that we're in the presence of the Lord, and then we can be perfect, and we know that we're right there. We know that we're walking in front of Him, and our Heavenly Father is right there to watch over us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, come, sisters.
On top of the preacher of the family is. As I came in tonight and was sitting down, I couldn't help but notice the sign over the mantle, Holiness Under the Lord. And it took me way back as a little tiny girl growing up in the church I attended. And up over there, up over the pulpit, was the sign, Holiness Under the Lord. And it went way back, and I said, Lord, thank you for your keeping. From growing up, I was able to sing the praises of the Lord, and I accepted the Lord at an early age. But I thank the Lord for His keeping power.
Amen.
Just for keeping me so close to Him. Never did I ever dream, growing up, that I would ever end up in the Bronx. You know, you read about David Wilkerson and everything that happened. But I says, Lord, that's one place I never want to be. Lord, never send me to New York City. Never. I never want to go there. You don't ever say never to the Lord. Because He sends you where He wants to use you.
Amen.
And I can honestly say the happiest years that I've spent is serving the Lord in the Bronx.
Amen.
And I just really thank the Lord that He's just so good. He knows where He wants to use us. And He knows where He wants us to be. And I just thank Him because as we're in God's will and He shows us where He wants us to be, that's where we're truly the happiest. And I just praise the Lord that I've heard so much about Brother and Sister Gardner and the ministry that they've had there. And I'm just so thankful that there is a work there in Pelham Bay. And
amen.
The Lord is moving.
Amen.
People are coming in off the streets and accepting
the Lord.
Praise God. And we're running into people. My husband, he leaves the house at 10 at night. He says, I'm going for a walk. That's when all the kids are out on the streets. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord is moving and He's just going to continue to move.
Amen.
God is moving.
Services, and so you can be prayed for some other time. But let's pray for these dear ones that God will mightily bless them. God will come to them, and God will come to that work and tell them. My, it's so inspiring and encouraging to know what God has done, and to see how God has caused that work to grow and grow and grow. Took an awful long time to really get started, but God laid a good foundation. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He laid a good foundation. So blessed to see now the fruit of many years, the place being packed out. When at one time there were just 12, 15, 18 of us and so on. But God was there. Hallelujah. But I'm so thankful. so thankful to God that people are coming off the street. We used to have tomatoes fired at us while we had the street meeting, and firecrackers were put under our sister Ann, but she didn't get bothered when they went off or anything like that. It was an interesting life, to say the least, to say the least, to say the least. But thank God, why God has been working. As I say, I just remember that one particular incident when they came, snuck up behind us and put firecrackers on us as we were out there. But the Lord saw us all through, and we're here to tell the tale, nothing the worse for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My wife and I went and visited every with our sisters from the church. We went and visited every single apartment and house in that place. And remember how that one day one lady, when we had retired and left the gospel and left it, take your trash with you! No one! Well, that's the way we had it in those days. But thank God that the people are coming off the street. Praise the Lord. Oh, how wonderful it is.
Hallelujah.
Let's all pray for this work in the Bronx. It's the only church in that whole area of several thousand people. Thank God, the only church. There's not a Catholic church and there's not a Protestant church in that particular area. Catholic church is on the other side of the boulevard. But this particular community, and there's no other Protestant church that I know of anyway, that's there. Let's believe that God will continue to work mightily. Independence come into them.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless you.
As long as you keep at my feet, looking unto me, hidden behind the cross, I promise to make you fruitful in every good work, working in you that which is well pleasing. In thy sight. Pray, Lady.
Father, we thank you for these two, and we do commit them to you tonight in a very special way. And pray, O God, that the anointing of the Spirit of God shall rest upon them and enable them as never before for the work that you've called them to. We thank you that tonight you've promised, if they abide in you and stay at your feet, to bring forth much fruit. And we're believing, oh God, that fruit is going to be born, and fruit that will remain. We claim souls in that area, Lord. We claim a real deepening in this assembly, that souls will be filled with the Holy Ghost, that lives will be purified, and that your word will go forth sharp from that place, and that your high and holiest will be done in these two and in this assembly, that Christ might be glorified and reign in this area of your kingdom.
Don't be afraid to hew to the line. And not to give in to pressures of people that might want other methods and other ways. And if you will hew to the line, you will find that God will honor you.
Thank you.
Holy anointing, rest upon my soul, Spirit of promise, all my life doth roll.
Something very definite and special for Mr. and Mrs. Bieber. Come on in here, Ernie and Ann, if you want something from the Lord. And come, Mrs. Gardner, we're going to pray for these two. These two, in a sense of the word, have been a thread of that work, and God has kept them there through thick and through thin. Sometimes it was pretty thin, and very thin, and it wasn't the least bit encouraging at all. They could have run off to some other assembly somewhere and quit. It was no encouragement whatsoever. But God wants to do something for them.
Hallelujah.
But they stuck it out through thick and through thin. Oh, Jesus, praise Him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Dear Lord, we know that you desire to increase their usefulness.
Amen.
You are desiring, O God, for them to abide in you, that they might bear much more fruit, and that their fruit shall remain. Give them that abiding life. Give them that life hidden away with Christ in God. Give them that life of walking in the Spirit and bringing forth praises unto Him who have called them out of darkness into thy marvelous light. Oh God, let thy Spirit emanate from them as never before, and cause them to be a means of drawing many others into the fold, into the secret place of the Most High. Lord, we thank you for these two and for their ministry, and we believe thou will increase this ministry and make it much more abundant and fruitful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. His presence on these grounds and would keep his presence on these grounds if we kept them holiness unto the Lord. And so we have endeavored to do that, and I'm sure that in proportion as we have done it, why, God has been able to manifest his presence, and I'm sure that the call is to be more holy still.
Amen.
Let us sing that second stanza, 385.